Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. So a couple things that I want to announce today before we jump right in, but you might have noticed my team and I, we've been hosting our signature Foot Traffic Formula workshop. We're doing it pretty often. We are just getting so many new people to find us every single week and they're excited about it. And we know that it's better done live than having to listen to old content and outdated content. So you are going to see us continuing to do that 4 to 6 weeks or so, every 4 to 6 weeks. But I'm not going to put it on this podcast. What I'm going to do is we have created a standalone podcast called the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop. When you go find it, wherever you're listening right now, you can find it on the same platform, but we will put our live workshops there for you. So you can always find the latest content, the latest material, and it's sitting in one nice spot for you, okay? If you would do me a huge favor, I would love for you to leave us a review over on that new podcast. So if you do, make sure it takes about 24 hours to show up, screenshot it and email us foottrafficreviews@gmail.com. And we're going to send you a $5 Starbucks gift card as a thank you. So I want to make sure you know that. Make sure to do it this week. Okay. So that's that. Now I want to dive in today and talk about the power of rinsing and repeating, because I know many of you are going to think, I've already done a workshop. I don't need to do it again. All right. So this is one of my, I think, secret sauces that I have done intentionally over and over and over again. Now, this actually came up when I was writing my new book. So I'm doing a book right now all about implementation. And in the book, we discuss habits. So everything you want in life is created by your actions, right? And consistent actions become habits. This is one of the biggest problems that I see. A lot of the small business owners that I see, they aren't willing to do things long enough for that action to actually form a long-term habit, right? And especially, I'm going to call you out, the online entrepreneurs. And I'm one of them, but I will tell you, I really have to bring this up. I'm sorry to call you out, but as somebody who owns a brick and mortar, I've been doing this now for what? I'm going on 18 years this summer. I have mortgages, like large overhead, our utility bill, our internet bill, our phone line, like the things that I have to pay for, like how long we've been doing this, right? And then you get this brand new online entrepreneur who comes into the space, which I'm excited for them. I'm excited that they're venturing out. But what kills me is when they say, Stacey, I've been doing this for almost 6 weeks and I'm still not getting results, right? And it kills me because we all know they haven't even had time to rinse and repeat yet. What have they even learned or done to start really, truly feeling that power and the effect of rinsing and repeating? So what I want you to see is we all have habits. Every single one of us, we have some good habits, we have some bad habits, right? Your good habits will be the thing that gets you to the results that you want. Your bad habits will stop you from ever getting there. And we really have to start evaluating what are these good ones that we want to start incorporating? What are the good ones that we want to keep, right? That we're doing really well with? And what are some of these bad habits that we have got to get rid of, okay? So one habit that we're specifically talking about today is the need to focus on practice, right? Practicing whatever skill you want to get good at. That is what rinsing and repeating is. It's practicing over and over and over again. Now, sometimes when you think of the word practice, it sounds or feels more like behind the scenes, right? You practice basketball, but then you go and you actually play basketball at a game. And that is more of a performance, right? People are watching. This is the real deal. But in business, I want you to see that sometimes our performance, right? It is another version of practice. We are practicing performing. And this is what I want you to understand while you're learning, while you're implementing, while you're putting promotions out there, starting to go live, starting to post social media consistently, right? These are all things we are performing with. It's like on stage, but we're also practicing getting better at them. So we know, we've heard this a million times growing up, practice makes perfect. We know if we want to get better, we must practice. And as a child, we do this so well. You know, we learn to ride a bike. We learn new sports all the time, swimming, right? And we're more willing as a child, and we're more understanding of, well, I don't know this, and of course I'm not going to be good at it, and I'm going to practice, and I'm going to get better. But then as an adult, and it's funny because right now, if you're a parent, you're teaching your children those skills, yet maybe some of you need to be telling yourself that, right? So as I'm teaching my daughter to ride a bike, right? Or, you know, teaching my youngest is learning how to swim, right? These are things that we have to instill in them, that practice will make it better. Practice will help you get stronger, right? The challenge is good. Yet as an adult, we forget that. We become less willing, less patient. I have clients that say things like, I should know this by now. I should have already been doing this. Why? Why should you already know something you've never done before, right? We have to give ourselves grace. We have to tell what we would tell somebody else. So what I want you to understand here is people need to hear things more than once, right? How many times do we tell our children when growing up to remind them to say please and thank you? Now we don't think, oh, I taught her at once and she's not doing it, so this isn't going to work. No, it's repetition. We tell them over and over and over again, right? And that is what we have to do with ourselves. So I need you to stop thinking, oh, I already heard that. Oh, I already know that. Oh, I already read that book once. Oh, I already listened to that podcast once, right? One time is not going to make you a master of anything. All right. So I need you to really understand here that repetition and practice is going to be your best friend. It's going to be your business's best friend for sure. So there was this Harvard study, and they said they found this simple truth that managers who were deliberately redundant moved their projects forward faster and more smoothly, right? So somebody who continued to stay repeating themselves, well, how is that working? It's getting that, I think, to the front of the focus, right? We realize now we need to keep doing this. You need to do this, not just with your team, but you need to do this with yourself. So I want to talk about why I intentionally rinse and repeat, and what are some ways that I'm doing it, okay? So first, let's get to the why. So understand that when you rinse and repeat, and this could be a book, a training, a podcast, anything. Like I said, the reason I thought of this was I knew somebody would say, why is she doing this again? I just did it, right? And think that was totally normal to think they did it one time, right? And then they don't ever have to do it again because it's done. They've checked the box. So what I want you to see here is you might have listened to a very similar podcast about this topic. You may have gone through our workshop last month or 3 months ago or whenever we did it last, right? But right this second, this is a fact. You are in a different place than you were the first time, right? Because you now know some of the things that you retained from the first time reading that book, watching that course, listening to that podcast, right? You go into it, you might have known some things, but there was something or some things that were new, and your brain now has to retain those things. Now, understand that when you're catching new things, your brain can only retain as much as it possibly can. All right. So you might have heard something, but then you go rewatch it. That's why I always kept saying to people in the workshop last time, I kept saying, binge this again, like go through this one more time. You will catch something you didn't catch the first time. It is like drinking water out of a fire hose. You couldn't possibly catch it all, right? So know that you're catching as much as you can, and then going back later is going to help you catch more, right? So that is the biggest thing. We want to have our brain start to retain as much as it can, right? Now, I remember my first business conference ever. I attended back in 2005. And I went to this conference. I was blown away. I mean, it was my first business conference ever. I did not know what I was doing. And I just remember thinking, I don't know anything. I can't believe I didn't know any of this stuff, right? So now I started to get, you know, a few ideas and I start to implement. But I decided I was going to go back the following year. Now, the following year, it was pretty much the exact same conference, okay? The exact. Now, I was such a newbie at conferences, I didn't realize that some people put on the same conference. I kind of thought, well, of course, this is going to be like level two, right? But it wasn't. It was identical, like pretty much the same slides, everything. But I was shocked how much more I was able to capture that second year. Right? Because I already had done some things, but there were some good ideas that I didn't get to. So going back to it re-sparked that and reminded me, and maybe I couldn't even hear it the first time. Like maybe I was so new, some of the lessons or tips were so advanced for me, my brain couldn't comprehend, right? If you, let's say you're learning all of a sudden about quantum physics, but you really haven't learned anything about it before, or maybe you have, but way back in high school or college, and you really don't remember. The first time you hear it, there are going to be things so far out of your league that you won't even understand what they're saying and it'll blow right past you, right? But maybe the second time you start to hear it, you're like, oh, interesting, because you've kind of captured that level one skill set, right? And then we move on to level two. So the content doesn't even have to change for it to be a level one, level two experience, right? Now, at my studios, we have a state licensed and fine arts preschool program, and it's for ages 3 and 4, and they're combined. And, you know, some parents were asking, well, I don't want my daughter to be in the same class next year. I want my son to advance. Like, I want him to be in the next level. And our teachers said, I remember this one teacher specifically saying, but here's the thing, when she comes in or he comes in at age 3, they're in this place, right? And this is new and exciting and they're looking up to the big kids and they're trying to grasp their name and this and that. But when they're 4, they come back as the older ones. And now they start to learn how to help, right? And how to share more. And they're in a different place. So we could teach the exact same content and we don't. And they would still get the effect or the benefit of going again, right? And as we started to teach the repetition to our clients, all of a sudden, they completely understood, right? And I really want you to see this too. So with this first business conference, I was blown away. Wow, I just can't believe I learned this much from coming to it 2 years in a row, that I kept going back and I would go year 3 and year 4. And I will tell you that I ended up going to that conference, the exact same conference, 8 years in a row. Every summer, I would go to that same conference. And you guys, it was the same slides. And I even knew some of his jokes. Like I could quote, like, oh, here, this is the joke coming up. I know it's coming, right? That's how much it was repetition. But the good stuff, right? The meat of the presentation, every year I caught something new. Every single year. I guarantee I could go back right now and catch something new, right? Sometimes you think, oh, I'm too advanced for this. I'm above this. I've already done this. I'm way further ahead than these people. I will tell you, I get the best idea sometimes when I go back to the basics and I go to a very new beginner type conference or book or course. I remember, oh, wait, I didn't do this properly. Oh, I did, you know, I was just trying to keep my head above water that I wasn't even able to fully implement that when I should have year one. And now it's time I need to do this. Okay. So I need you to see how the power of rinsing and repeating has helped me, but has helped many, many people have these businesses that they are in love with, right? It's not about needing new skills and new strategies and more, more, more. Sometimes it's about honing certain strategies, okay? So Tony Robbins says, repetition is the mother of all skill, right? So if you want to get better at sales calls, you need to start taking as many as you can. If you want to get better at posting on social media, then you better start doing it consistently, right? If you want to get good at live video, great. Do a 30-day challenge where you go live every day for 30 days. By the end of 30 days, you will be so much better in 1 month than if you were going to go live every week consistently. It would take you 30 weeks to get as good as you could do it in 30 days, okay? So, and they say there's a skill set of 10,000 hours, right? It truly takes 10,000 hours to master something, to really fully understand it. This is that concept. So if we aren't going to fully master going live on Facebook until we have 10,000 hours in, would you rather do it weekly to get good, or would you rather start showing up more frequently, right? If you want to
finally go, I understand the power of funnels and I need to get good at this. If you start to build out one a week and you just commit to learning and doing and asking support, like these things aren't hard. We just have to do it. We just have to take action. Taking breaks in between, right? So taking breaks in between you going live once a month, let's say, you will forget all of the things that you were going to do better the next time. That break is just way too long. And this is happening even at home. Tanner has started taking piano lessons and she was just doing it at the lesson. And I said to her, you are coming back every week and you're basically having to start over because you don't remember the things that she taught you. And instead of building upon what you've learned, you're kind of going back to the basics every week. You have to start practicing it daily. You know, and here's the thing, I'm not the mean mom making her do it. I'm saying to her, she's the one that asked to take lessons. I'm letting her know that if this is what you want to do, this is what you're going to need to do, right? And it's up to you. If you are going, I'm not interested in doing this daily, great. Then mom's not going to pay for lessons because this is not going to be something we're going to do over and over and over like Groundhog's Day every week, right? So really understanding and instilling that in my children is a big, big thing that I'm also doing, okay? I'm doing this with my team. When I hire somebody new, I actually like bringing them on in a busy time or the busiest month or day or week that you've got going on because they will see more and learn more and do more that week or that day or that month than just sitting down during your slow time on a computer watching videos and kind of checking out what it is you do, right? When you can kind of just throw them in it, that is when they will pick up the most, right? It is the power of rinsing and repeating and doing it quickly. Like rinsing and repeating once a year, okay, great for some areas, like going to a conference, great. But I think rinsing and repeating for certain areas, like a certain promotion or running Facebook ads, doing Facebook ads once a year is not going to get you good at Facebook ads, right? So we need to see that. Now, sometimes I will see a client, I have a client who has, like I'm teaching her all the strategies, but she is just not getting it, right? Or he is majorly struggling. And I realize it's just their mindset. They have a negative mindset and their thoughts are holding them back. So I'll recommend a really good mindset book. And their response will be, oh, I already read that. I'm like, great. You're going to read it again and again and again until it becomes so repetitive in your head and you truly believe it that it becomes your second nature and it truly is a habit. You should not be telling anybody you've read it, you've done it, you've heard it until you are doing it yourself and you believe it. That is the only way this works. So I want you to understand that you have to master before you diversify. But so many of us, we love a lot of things. We're passionate about a lot of things. So we want to diversify before we've even mastered or nailed that certain thing, right? So we want to learn and do everything, so we spread ourselves way too thin. We will buy 4 books on Amazon, right? We go to a conference or somebody, you know, this person told us what book to buy, then that person, and all of a sudden we add 4 books to our cart on Amazon and we get them in the mail, we start reading the first one, and all of a sudden somebody else on a Facebook Live tells you a phenomenal book you have to read, and what do? You buy that book, it comes in, you stop reading the one you were just reading, and you start to read the next one. Right? We are so excited about like diversifying that we aren't able to master. And with mastery comes everything you want, comes all of your desires, all of your goals. It will lead to getting you the results you want, right? And we do this in so many areas. We do this with podcasts. We might binge listen to all these different podcasts. We jump around from different hosts to different hosts, right? Different topic to different topic. And we don't ever, I shouldn't say ever, some of us consistently, we're not doing this consistently, we don't stop and sit and stay with that thought or that idea and take it in again before we jump to the next one and we haven't even implemented yet, right? So like I said, other areas that I rinse and repeat in, my offerings. You can see us, especially in our coaching business, we are focusing on foot traffic formula. Like you might be so sick of me talking about it, but that's okay because this is the one program that I can tell you has grown faster than any other program we've had. And it's because of how often we're rinsing and repeating. It's getting, our launches are getting better and better every time. Every month we are rinsing and repeating a same call with my team. So everybody that helps actually run inside Foot Traffic Formula, we do a monthly call. It's a development call. And we basically say, how can we make this better next month? So instead of just doing something one time and putting the offer out there, we're saying we know we can be smarter. We know we can get results faster. We know we can give better customer service. We can get better results. How can we do this? And how can we rinse and repeat month after month by making it better, right? So these are things that we're able to do. And I want you to understand, you need to slow down what you are working on and really do it full out. So right now, let's think about this. What is something you are working on right now? Okay, just a big project that's on your plate, big to do. And ask yourself, are you doing it full out? Are you doing it full out? Meaning, are you putting everything into it you could be? Or are you a little distracted by some other areas and you're kind of diversifying, not really mastering this? That happens a lot. I would be shocked if you said, no, I'm fully focused and nothing's distracting me. Even the most focused person probably has a little distraction here and there, right? So when a client says to me, so Stacey, I tried that strategy, but I'm not getting the same results you are. It is usually one of two answers, okay? I'm not kidding. It's this one or that one. Number one, they either did it half as good or twice as fast, meaning they just didn't put in the time and energy I put in. So if I'm doing something, but I'm doing it in a certain way and you're kind of doing it halfway, that's why you're not getting the results, right? Number two, the second option. So it maybe they did it exactly like I did it. Like they did not miss anything. They did it perfectly, like just like I said. Okay. Then number two is they did it once and they expected to get my results for my sixth time doing it. Okay. This is powerful. I really hope you're taking this in right now. So the first time you do something, you're still learning. You don't know what to expect. You actually don't even know what kind of goal to put. People always say, like, how much should I spend on Facebook ads for this first time? Or what should I do over here? They've never done it before. So they don't really know. And I'm guessing a goal, and so are they. And until we do it the first time to get the result, that's when we realize, whoa, we way overguessed how successful this was going to be. Or wow, we blew past that goal. So now we know we can up it next time. So the first time is not like the big, like the one time, like the one thing that's going to just make it be everything. We joke in our Empower House Mastermind because we're all the same person, right? We all have that shiny object. We all buy something or do something thinking like, this is it. This is the one thing that is going to just blow up my business, right? And we think that with our first time we ever do something, we think this is it. Like, get ready. Let's watch the bank account. Money is going to start flooding in. And then it doesn't, right? Or it's just not what you expected because it's the first time. There's so much information to learn here and to capture, and you will do it better the second time and the third time. I don't know how you could not do it better, not learn from your mistakes the second, the third, the fourth time. So again, I'm going to go back over that. The two reasons usually why people aren't getting my results when I teach one of my strategies, and please listen if you're one of my clients right now, you're not doing it as good as me. You're doing it faster than me. You're not putting as much energy or attention as it. So if I'm doing something and it's taking me 6 months, you're thinking I'm going to do it this week. And then you're expecting to get out of it what I've just put in. And that doesn't make sense. Or number two, you've done it exactly like I've said. Bravo, congrats. But you've just done it once. And now, my friend, you are in the power of rinsing and repeating. So here's a good example that just came to mind. One of my clients, Jennifer, she did her first webinar and her results, it was the first one she ever did. It was the first product she ever sold online, and she sold six. And she was like, what? Like I should have gotten way more than six. And here's the thing. I am so excited for her because I know that it worked. And I know with the power of rinsing and repeating, this is going to be her $1 million funnel or whatever it is she's creating, right? Like, this is going to be the thing if she can just rinse and just repeat. Now, she might get shiny object syndrome, right? And think, that wasn't good enough. Let me try this. Now, good thing she's got me because I'm not going to let her do that because I've seen it's working. We're going to keep going here. But a lot of times when you don't have a coach or somebody to look at this, you think, well, that wasn't that good. So then you move on, okay? So I really want you to understand, if you have this habit of one and done, you try something and then you move on, it is not serving you. And it is definitely, without a doubt, hurting your business. I think that is like the perfect note to end on right there. The one and done habit has to go away. We've got to stop it.
All right, it's not too late to join our workshop this week. You can head over now to the new podcast right now, the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop, and start listening. And if you haven't heard, with this launch, we are opening up the doors to our first ever coach certification program where you can become a foot traffic certified coach. There are opportunities to start your own business, work for foot traffic, or other marketing companies. We already held an informational meeting with all the details. And if you missed it and didn't get on the notification list, just go to stacytuschel.com/coach form, and all of the details, including the replay link, are there. The program is starting already on May 4th. All right, guys, have a gorgeous rest of your week, and I'm really looking forward to welcoming new members into the Foot Traffic Formula this week, and some of you into our coach program. All right, see you soon. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.